Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1, Paul writes these words. When one of you has a grievance against another, does he dare go to the law before the unrighteous instead of the saints? So here's my question. Do we have any clue what trivial matter Paul has in mind when he's writing to the church in Corinth? What exactly is going on here? Well, we can put some things together to get a general idea. The matter seems to be over property or money. Later on in verse 7, Paul says, "Why not rather suffer wrong? Why not rather be defrauded?" Well, to be wronged is a pretty general term, but to be defrauded means to be cheated or robbed. When you combine that to Paul condemning the greedy and the swindlers earlier, then it seems reasonable to suggest that some type of robbery was taking place. And Paul says it's better to just suffer the wrong and be defrauded than to air out the dirty laundry in front of unbelievers. The church at Corinth is to be a counterculture community, an identifiable alternative to what the city of Corinth had to offer. But the church at this point was not behaving any differently. Let me make one thing clear at this point. There is a difference between sin and crimes. Not all sins are crimes. And Paul has said that the church should have wisdom enough to deal with petty disputes instead of dragging our selfishness and claims to rights into the street. But this is in no way suggesting that crimes, abuses, and instances that put people in danger are to be handled by the church alone. God has ordained government to protect people. And if and when matters like that arise in the church, well, then we call the people with the handcuffs and the guns. So this is not saying that every dispute should be handled by the church alone, but there are some insignificant ones that we should settle, let go of, and die to, offer forgiveness for, because we know that our treasure, our inheritance, and our value is not based in this world. These are the values we see in the life of Christ, and they should be the values we see in our lives. So the truth of this passage is not just towards matters of dispute that you might take to court. The truth of the passage is that future realities should have present day effects. In heaven, there will be peace and harmony and unity among the brothers and sisters in heaven. Shouldn't there be then greater measures of peace and harmony and unity in the church than in any other place in the earth? Shouldn't there be greater measures of godliness and holiness and wisdom inside our homes than any other homes in the land? As you pray today, please remember Michael Strong and his family, our missionaries in Minnesota. And also remember the Sambal LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.